The children of Israel, enslaved in Egypt, listened to what Moses had to say and worshipped the Lord, believing they would soon be free. When Moses and Aaron had finished speaking to the elders of Israel, they went to Pharaoh's palace and came before the king, saying, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'Let my people go, so that they may worship me in the desert.'" Pharaoh looked at them and said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Moses and Aaron replied, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us and told us to take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he will be angry with us." The king of Egypt answered, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work. You are preventing all the Israelites from working." So Moses and Aaron were dismissed. That same day, Pharaoh gave his orders to the slave drivers. "Make these people work harder. They are lazy. That is why they say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Make the work harder for them, so that they pay no more attention to lies." Then Pharaoh thought of a way to make the life of the Hebrew slaves even more bitter. Each day the Israelites had to produce a certain quantity of bricks. These were made with clay mixed with chopped straw and then dried in the sun. The foreman in charge of the people provided the straw that was put in the bricks. So Pharaoh ordered the overseers not to supply the Israelites with straw, but to make them go into the fields and gather it themselves. Nevertheless, they were to make the same quantity of bricks as before. So the people scattered over the country to gather stubble to use for straw. The slave drivers kept pressing them. "Complete the work required of you for each day, just as when you had straw," they said. Then the Israelites were beaten, because they had not made enough bricks. So the Israelite foreman went and appealed to Pharaoh. "Why have you treated your servants like this?" they asked. "Your servants are given no straw, yet we are told, 'Make bricks,' and your servants are being beaten." Pharaoh said, "Lazy. That's what you are, lazy. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Now get to work, and you will not be given any straw, but you must produce your full quota of bricks." The Israelite foreman realized they were in trouble when they were told not to reduce the number of bricks required for each day. So they went and found Moses and Aaron. "Look what you have done," they said. "May the Lord judge you. You have made us hateful to Pharaoh, and he is putting us to death." Moses returned to the Lord and cried, "O Lord, why have you brought trouble on the people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble upon this people, and you have not rescued them at all." Then the Lord told Moses that Pharaoh would soon be forced to let the Israelites leave Egypt because of the mighty judgments that were coming upon the land. He would even drive them out of the country. God had not forgotten his promise to bring the Israelites to the land he had sworn to their forefathers to give them. Therefore said God, "Say to the Israelites, 'I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will redeem you with mighty acts of judgment, and will free you from being slaves. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God.'" Moses reported these words to the Israelites, but they did not listen, because they were discouraged, and their life was bitter. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country." Moses replied, "If the Israelites will not heed me, why would Pharaoh listen, since I speak with hesitant lips?" God answered, "Pharaoh will not listen to you. See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. He will speak. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment I will bring my people out. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Next episode, the plague of blood.